As promised, we're joined right now by UFC president. And also, he's got a big event coming up, UFC 223. Habib V. Holloway, live from Brooklyn, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on pay-per-view. My guest is Dana White. Dana, good morning. Good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. How you doing?
Dana, I'm great. It's nice to have you back. Let me start with the card, Dana, for UFC 223. It had a pretty significant change. In fact, Dana, people thought that it was some sort of April Fool's joke when it was announced that Tony Ferguson was pulling out of the fight and being replaced by Max Holloway. How far from a joke was that for you? And Dana, did you have any laughs about that?
No laughs. I got the call early in the morning, got up, went to work, spent Easter at the office, you know, trying to get this thing figured out. But, you know, it was obviously a low of all the lows, but then we ended up leaving on a huge high. Being able to pull off a fight, you know, with the UFC featherweight champion stepping up on 6 days' notice. This guy's on a 12-fight win streak, hasn't lost in 5 years, has the most stoppages in UFC featherweight history. And people think that, you know, this is the grappler, you know, the grappler versus striker. You know why they think that? Because Holloway hasn't been taken down in 4 years. So to be able to put a fight like this in, it turned my Easter around.
Dana White joining us. Dana, I want to talk about that matchup, but to the point you just made. Now, Ferguson tore his LCL off his bone while on the media tour. So can you take me through the process? I mean, what happens from the time that you receive that injury news to then going to find a replacement, and not just a warm body replacement, but the featherweight champ, Max Holloway?
Yeah, it was. So we had heard a couple days before he tweaked his knee, but he says, I'm good. No matter what, I'm taking this fight. So then he went in and tried to roll around. He said, you know what, I'm going to get an MRI. Goes in, and I got the call Sunday morning that the MRI came back bad, that it was actually his LCL was torn from the bone. And normally that's not a surgery. You know, you just need like 5 or 6 weeks to let it heal up. He's actually going to need surgery. So it was the worst type of injury you could get. So that's Sunday morning, a week before the fight, and me and the matchmakers go into the office and, you know, you stare at the wall for hours and start throwing names around. And, you know, we came up with Max Holloway. We called him. He wanted the fight. Also, Brian Ortega accepted the fight too, the number one ranked guy in the world at 145. So we had a couple of great options. You obviously offer it to the champ first. The champ accepted, and here we are.
We're talking Dana White. So he takes that fight on very, very short notice. And as you point out, Dana, he's putting a streak on the line. Now, there are numerous reports that Holloway's got a lot of weight to lose before Friday's weigh-in. Do you have a sense of how much weight he has to lose? And is there any part of you that's worried that he might not make it?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that, you know, everybody likes to sensationalize stuff. At the end of the day, he usually cuts to 145. He's cutting to 155, mm-hmm. 10 pounds less. So I have no, when we talked to him too that day, they felt very comfortable with making the weight.
Dana White, my guest. All right, so the weight cut, it may or may not be a thing, right? But the thing that is a thing, of course, is he's going to have to deal with Habib once he gets in the cage. Habib is a monster, and when he gets opponent to the ground, and he can do some real damage. On UFC 223 embedded, he said he knows Holloway is a great striker, but, quote, I am going to take him down and smash him. So how does Holloway go about defending against that?
Yeah, for people that don't know, Habib is undefeated. He's 25-0, and it is impossible to go undefeated in this sport. This guy is the real deal. He's a beast. But funny, I think that Holloway is very underrated. Like the stats that I told you in the beginning, you know, the guy hasn't lost in 5 years, and his last loss was a decision to Connor. You know, Connor's out there knocking everybody out at 155. Holloway went to a decision with him. He's got the most stoppages in featherweight history, and he's an absolute beast, and I think he's completely underrated. But at the end of the day, Habib is a monster. It's just when you break this fight down, you look at the stats, it's awesome.
Hey, Dana, what about that? Let's flip that thing on its head for a minute. I mean, obviously, it's a huge challenge for Holloway to accept a fight like this on short notice, but how much does that change things for Habib with his opponent changing from Ferguson to Holloway?
Absolutely. I think that he has to worry more about the striking. I think that, you know, when this thing did go to the ground, Tony's so good on the ground, but I think that Holloway is too. The problem is Holloway never gets there. He hasn't been taken down in 4 years. Think about that. Holloway has not been taken down in 4 years because he doesn't allow himself to get taken down. And in his last fight with Jose Aldo, he literally walked right through Jose Aldo. like he was too big and too strong for that division. And I think people are going to be surprised at how big he looks next to Khabib, too.
All right, so it's, UFC 223.
It's an interesting fight. And obviously, if he wins, he's made it very clear he's the youngest two-belt champion. He'll hold two belts at the same time. The only guy to ever do it is Conor McGregor.
No, I was going to say that, Dan. If he wins, if he moves up and he wins on 6 days' notice and he holds two belts at the same time, where would that rank in terms of all-time achievements in UFC history?
Massive, especially since the opponent is Khabib. You know, especially, you know, the simple fact of who he is fighting and who he will do it to. And what I love about this guy, too, what I love about Holloway, like you just said, taking this thing on 6 days' notice just goes to show what a real fighter, what a real stud he is, and how much he believes in himself.
Dana White joining us. That fight's coming up this weekend. So, Dana, they're fighting for the lightweight title. Conor McGregor currently holds that belt. He will no longer hold that belt after Saturday. Have you had conversations with him about that? Do you have a sense about how he feels about losing that belt?
Yeah, obviously he's not thrilled about it. But, you know, Conor is a really smart kid. He understands. He hasn't fought in a year and a half. So, and he's talking about coming back in September. You just can't let the division sit around like that. It's not fair to everybody else. And, you know, I think Conor gets that.
Hey, Danny, he is talking about, and you said it best, talking about coming back in September. In your opinion, how interested is he? I mean, is that a matter of, yeah, I might be interested, or is he really serious about fighting this fall?
Well, we've been talking a lot lately, so I think the fact that division is moving on has lit a fire under him, and he wants to fight.
Do you think he will?
I do.
Dana White joining us. Dana, as we talked about before, you're a boxing guy. We know this. What do you make of Canelo Alvarez pulling out a next month's fight against Triple G and the reason he's given for it?
What was the reason he gave? It happened yesterday when I was jumping on a plane to New York.
Yeah, he's not changing. He's not coming off his story. He says it's tainted beef. He's never done anything intentionally. He's never tried to do this. He never looked for an edge. He just ran into some bad beef.
I think that, I think you'd have to be consuming a ton of beef. I like Canelo, so I don't want to, you know, dog the guy. But at the end of the day, the reason he pulled out is because I think he knew what the outcome was going to be when he went before the Nevada State Athletic Commission. And you're better to pull out than have to go through that publicly. Probably pull out. They're still going to go after him and probably fine him and suspend him, I'm assuming. But it won't be a big circus now. And I'm sure that's why he did it.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I think that's all true. And this way, they also saved the fight date for Triple G. He did say one more thing, Dana, while you were traveling at that presser. He'd made the point that Triple G is afraid of him. He thinks that's part of it, that he's afraid of him. I mean, that's pretty laughable, right?
Again, I like Canelo. Personally, I like him. He's a super nice guy. He didn't win that first fight. So I don't think Triple G is afraid of him. I actually think it's horrible the way that fight was judged. And, I don't think Triple G is afraid.
Talking to Dana White. Dana, one last thought. We can't talk boxing without talking about the possibility of Floyd fighting MMA. Now, for years, the Conor Floyd boxing match was talked about, and we thought it would never happen, and then sure enough, it happened. Could you see something similar happening with a Floyd MMA fight? Does money talk in this situation, Dana? And could this guy really step into the cage if the money was right?
Yeah, I think yes. I didn't think the first fight was going to happen, but I'd never dealt with Mayweather. All I had ever seen from the outside was the stuff that went on with him and Arum and how they couldn't get the Pacquiao fight done. And then once I got in and started negotiating with these guys, they're actually smart guys. They're easy to deal with. And, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It was much easier. So, yeah, I could see this happening.
So finally, Dan, if that happens, could he beat one of your better fighters? Could he beat a quality UFCer?
Anybody can get caught on any given day, but I think it goes very badly for him.
UFC 223, I think so too, Dana. Khabib and Holloway, it's live from Brooklyn Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on pay-per-view. Dana, great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
You too. See you, Dana. Dana White.